The House of Representatives is taking up a disaster bill this week. A significant portion of the bill focuses on the agricultural losses that occurred in 2018, primarily from hurricanes in the southeast and wildfires out west. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with the details.
That package would provide funding for a continuation of the wildfire and hurricane indemnity program that was initially started for the 2017 hurricane losses. So this would continue that program for 18 with additional funding, as well as a few modifications to the program to try to make it more responsive to the needs of producers that suffered losses from those natural disasters. There's also an amendment going to be considered to try to increase the funding for WHIP as well, and so that activity will all occur this week in the House. Unfortunately, that bill is not likely to advance in the Senate because it's going to be caught up in the broader issue and debate about funding for those parts of the federal government that are currently shut down. And so at this point, it's unlikely that an ag disaster package will be approved and sent to the president until the broader government shutdown issue is resolved. And then at that time, we do anticipate an ag disaster package being approved and will move forward for USDA to then implement.